I have some good plans for this program, and I need a few notes. Maybe Bhagavad Dharma, you're from here or close from here. Can you, kannst du vielleicht eine Tasse bringen? Eine Tasse zum ein oder ein Glas, einfach Wasserglas. Ne? So, Hare Krishna, now I'm ready. Haribo. thank you so much. Hare Krishna. I feel most honored, most grateful to be in your presence. And I always look at these flowers and think, wow, am I really so special that I should have all these flowers on my neck? But I thank you nevertheless. As some of you know, I've come from a very intense tour. Oh yes, Krishna, Krishna. Through America, we started in West Virginia with a holy name immersion retreat that was really something else. I've not seen before such a wonderful program. The devotees had put clouds in the temple from which drops of nectar poured down, the nectar of the holy name. And then during one of our kirtans,
someone interested it.
Almost there. New cable is required. Hast du denn ein neues Kabel? Du kannst es denn doch ganz unsichtbar sozusagen machen. Dann spreche ich nämlich einfach weiter. Yes, oops. Let me put this here. It's all right, it's all right. There were so many participants that all the guest houses nearby were filled, and the devotees actually thought these retreats are so well visited and there's such a need for it that they will build now as a special new hall and a guest house for the next coming years. You might ask yourself, how is it possible? It is possible by a Krishna miracle, because under the ground of our farm we discovered gas, physical gas, from some mammoth, some elephant of old times. And this gas is very, very valuable. So our temple gets every month a fortune of Lakshmi from this gas which comes from under the ground. So we are ready to build a new guest house and a new assembly place for these wonderful retreats, these and other retreats. Then we went and stayed at the Super Soul Farm with our friend Raghunath Prabhu. You remember they have this very well-attended program, Wisdom of the Sages. Perhaps some of you are also aware of this. And we just spent 3 very restful days there, and also participated in the podcast here and there. And then we went to a spiritual, I can only call it extravaganza, in just next to Disneyland in Orlando. We had imagine we have five. We had 5,000 devotees who were coming every day into this huge, I can only call it a hotel and an event space, and they came for chanting the entire day. It was quite something. Of course, when you have that many people, you have a very interesting demography. They're young and old people. They're intensely practicing people, but also people who are just are maybe wanting to look what is Hare Krishna. So we had an interesting mix, really. But during the evening kirtans, I think everyone came together, and we had really those moments when many devotees or many serious persons chant, then Krishna feels attracted, and you feel him in the crowd. Then we went for 5 days to New York City. We stayed right next to the beating heart of Kali Maharaj. You know, it's called, God Krishna, please help me, Times Square, isn't it? Times Square. Yeah. Is it called Times Square? You know, where all the entertainment goes on. All the whiskey flows and all the plans for magic activities are made. And we were in the West Tower, as it was, a skyscraper. And we lived there, and we had programs inside the town, very nice programs, I can say, in our temples, but also in public venues where interested people came. It was very eventful, and now we are here and doing our Gora meditation evening. What I will share with you today is something that is very dear to my heart. I shared part of it also in the Sadhu Sangha festival. We are hearing that the holy name is not produced in this world. Yes, he's not produced by the vocal efforts of the kirtan leader who sings, nor is he produced by the singing of the people who are coming for the kirtan. No, the holy name is not produced by a material tongue, nor by material vocal cords. The holy name is descending or coming down like an avatar from the spiritual world. You all have heard about Buddha avatar, Kalki avatar, Nrisimha avatar. They come from a place beyond this world and descend into this world to spread benefit for one and all. So in the same way as there's the Buddha avatar, there's the Nam avatar, the appearance of Krishna in the form of his holy name. This name is a spiritual phenomena. It is sung and worshipped in the spiritual world, and it is attracted when devotees can turn away from the material world, when they are not Bahirmukha, external or extrinsic jhanas, but when they become antarmukha, when they turn to Krishna with love and devotion, at that time Krishna says, wow, these are my people. They may be in Germany, they may be in America, but they are my people, and I will now appear from the spiritual world in their midst. This is called the real chanting. This means for us as kirtan singers, we need to bring some qualification with us. I always say that leave your material consciousness at the door of the kirtan. Leave your worries, leave your egos, leave them all at the door of the kirtan and come into the kirtan as souls who are now singing the one song that is repeated in all cultures where spiritual culture is available, the one song which is the song of God, no? So yes, how this is so, how the holy name is sung in the spiritual world and how we might attract him here in them into this world is a wonderful subject matter. Are you interested in this subject? Yes. Nikunya is interested? Good. Then I... First of all, Gokrishna, you know... Go Hari Hari Vifale Janama Gainu Golokera Premadana Hari Nama Sankirtana Ratina, those who know, please sing with me. Ratina Janmilo Kenetaya. Beautiful. Sangsara Vishanale Divanishi Ya jale yudaite na koino upaya. This song expresses the mood of the chanter. O Hari, O Krishna, my life passes uselessly. Yes, I have received this human birth. It is so precious. But my misfortune is that I really don't perform the worship of Shishi, Radha and Krishna. Am I not like a person who drinks poison willfully? One question is in my heart. Why has attachment for Harinam Sankirtan not awakened in my heart? The Harinam Sankirtan comes down from Goloka Vrindavan. It's the treasure of divine love. But why has it not come into my heart? My situation is that day and night my heart burns in the poisonous fire of internet. Oh, sorry. Day and night my heart burns in the poisonous fire of material existence. And I have no means to alleviate it. So here it says, Goloka prema dhana. Say, Golokera prema dhana. Hari nama sangirtana. Ratina. Janmilo. Kinataya. You're almost perfect. Yes, the holy name comes directly from the spiritual world. It is a nama avatar. It is Krishna who has come in a form that is so easy to accept for me. I just have to open my heart for him, and then I have to use my vocal cords and tongue and ears, and I can praise it day and night. Everything else is a waste of time. Hare Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took this holy name, this, so to say, import of the spiritual world, and he started his Sankirtan movement on the banks of Mother Ganga. The early devotees would meet every day in the house of the great devotee Srivas Thakur. And as the evening sun was setting and bathing the Ganga in its orange, or first yellow and then orange colors, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come and enter the house of Srivas Thakur. And he would start a kirtan. And if you hear the descriptions of this kirtan, my dear devotees, you will understand that this is not a material party, you know. It is not a singing party, but it is a celebration of divine ecstasy. I have with me here a document which is in my green book. The green book is my heavy book. It describes the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya in a very, the many descriptions which, if you would hear them, your heart would blossom and bloom. But I want to share with you today only one of this description, which describes how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did his Prema Nama Sankirtan. Remember, this was the treasure of love which has come in the form of the name in this world. This is how it goes. The body of the Lord was immersed in joy. And the way he chanted is simply indescribable. He trembles in every limb. This was not due to fear or due to too much sweets or something. It was due to divine ecstasies. Even 100 persons cannot relieve the trembling by any kind of help. Hundreds of streams of tears flow from his eyes. One stream, and another stream, another stream. His body looks like a golden jackfruit through the intensity of horripilation. When we were in South India, we saw the jackfruit. It hangs like this from the tree, and it has, I can only describe it as spikes, you know, which come from the skin, like abgerundete Stacheln, you know, rounded spikes. So in the same way, Lord Chaitanya's skin was looking like that. It was standing up in various ways, if you can imagine, like this. He laughed loudly at short intervals, and it sounded like the roaring of 1,000 lions. If you ever have stood next to a lion who was roaring, that's something you tell your children about. It's so loud, you know. He often faints because of ecstatic feelings. Even while he is conscious of the external world, he does not indulge in any other talks than Krishna. He's different than the modern devotees who speak about what this and this person did and how he's wrong or how he's good. You know, no, not a word of this. He did not talk anything else than Krishna. His thundering voice deafened the ears of the atheists. It went very far, you know. All the limbs at times became hard, and he appeared to be like a marble pillar. He did not move. At other times, the limbs became as soft as yellow butter. Now, there was a particular emotional ecstasy in his heart, and in order to relieve his heart, he would grab the heart of devotees, the neck of devotees, and he constantly sang one verse into their ears. Alas, alas, how can I pass these wretched days bereft of you, my friend? You are the friend and the only ocean of all mercy. How can I keep on living without seeing you? He would sigh, seufzen, as he cried, "Oh, where shall I go in search of Krishna who plays on his bamboo flute?" Lord Chaitanya would really ask people. He would stop them on the road and says, I have a question. Yes, do you need directions? No. Where can I find Krishna? Can you show me the way to find Krishna? I need these type of directions. Imagine yourself arriving at that stage, leaving the world of the 1,000 thoughts behind, going over the threshold and entering the land of ecstasy. Wow, this would be a true movement for Krishna consciousness. So it is this divine ecstasy which came with the name that made Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tremble, cry, sing, roar, become stiff like a marble column, a pillar, or soft like fresh butter. It was the ingress of ecstasy. In this world, my generation of young people, we looked for these feelings, and we did so by taking psychedelic substances. No, we felt there is a reality beyond this, but what we could see, at least I could see this. I was standing by and watching people left and right doing it in my generation. I could see that the substance took more of them than it gave them. It took their health, it took their sleep away from them, it took their reason away from them, and it kept them on a material platform where they would quarrel like ordinary people, although they had an idea to love everyone. And just a few years ago, I went to Hyde Ashbury, the Mecca of this culture, the young culture of my generation, and I could see drunkards, acid heads, going without orientation on the streets and begging for some little money to buy them a meal, perhaps. No? The world cannot give this ecstasy, even though people try their very best. This ecstasy of divine love is an import from the spiritual world. It's there. It's in the spiritual realm. I can see some of you who are nodding with the head. Yes, we are also understanding this. We also made this mistake. So I want to describe to you how the chanting of the holy name is done in that world so that you can understand how it, what it means here in this world. And in the end, I would like to suggest to you a few ways in which you can also feel this divine ecstasy. Is this a good plan, Govinda Pran? Yes. Good, we will do. So we need to go into Krishna Loka if we want to understand the holy name there. When Krishna entered the age of 6 years, something happened to his feet. Before, when he walked, there were some imprints in the dust, but now, when he was 6 years, everyone who could see where his feet walked could see a lightning, they could see a jambu fruit, they could see a line, they could see an arrow, they could see all the 20 plus signs of Krishna's feet. They became very distinct in his Puganda age. It means from 6 years on. He walked through the forest and the meadows. The cows went in front. They were very joyfully. They were prancing, you know, walking like this. They were raising their tails. And the cowherd boys were dancing all the way. They had horns, poop, and flutes, and they danced. It was really a dancing procession. Their arms were raised like this. When the devatas, the heavenly beings, saw that, they showered down flowers on this joyful procession of Krishna and the cowherd boys. And the cowherd boys, they went down on the ground, they picked fistfuls of dust and threw them up like flower dust, saying to the devatas, "We got you, we got you." The earth was trembling. Shukadev describes how the forest looked. The forest was flourishing. There were dates and blackberries and flowers. There was ample food for the cows, who ate so much that their udders became very heavy. The cows were very attached to Krishna. Sometimes Krishna would call them and they would come running to him, leaving a trail of beautiful milk on the ground. Krishna pointed to his friends. He said, "Hey, look at the trees. They shed tears in the form of sweet honey, which is dripping down." Can you imagine the trees of Vrindavan? There were and the honey dripping down. You might feel, "Oh, not on my new shirt, please." The honey in Vrindavan is ecstatic. It is something you can have. They looked in the caves. And they felt so inspired to see caves, like young boys do, that they shouted into the caves, and they enjoyed when the echo shouted back. And sometimes they shouted words which only little boys can shout. Then Krishna, pretending to be an ordinary village boy, lay down to rest, and his cowherd boyfriends surrounded him. They each then wanted to serve Krishna when he was tired, and they took some leaves and flowers and made flower beds for Krishna. Now, because Krishna saw that each cowherd boy wanted to serve him, he expanded himself into as many forms as there were cowherd boys. These were millions, you know, billions perhaps. And he also could see that each cowherd boy wanted their lap to be the pillow on which Krishna rested his head. So Krishna put his head down on millions of cowherd boys' laps, and no one saw that Krishna was together with another boy. This is a sign of God. He can appear to every worshipper. He can appear to the young brahmachari who says, "Let me stay married, unmarried," and Krishna will appear and give him comfort. He can appear to the young lady who says, "Let me marry this very nice brahmachari," and Krishna will appear and somehow arrange. So Krishna hears every prayer. Prabhupada said, Krishna hears the prayer of the thief who says, "Let me go into the house and steal." Yeah. We have also thieves in our community. That is normal. It belongs to human existence. And he will also say, he will also fulfill the desire of the devotee, of the grihastha, who says, "Oh, Krishna, please protect me from thieves. Please protect me from thieves." And then somehow he arranges it. When I was in New Vrindavan, in Orlando, one book was stolen from me. I said, "This is human society. It's all right." So, yes. Krishna fulfills everyone's desire. I had not prayed that my book stays with me. So Krishna fulfills everyone. He's there for everyone. He is the Lord of the heart for everyone. Shukadev Goswami said, "The Lord appeared just like an ordinary village boy, but at times he showed deeds or activities that only God could perform." Isha Cheshtitaha is the Sanskrit word. Who can of you can tell me some activities which Krishna did that were purely superhuman? The lifting of a whole big mountain. Yes. Dancing on Kaliya, the multi-headed snake. Do you remember what happened when he opened his mouth one time? What? Yes, he swallowed a forest fire. But I was thinking of something even more cool. He showed in the inside of his mouth all the universes. And Mother Yashoda and himself. Of course, there are many activities where he freed Vrindavan from the influence of powerful demons and so on. But yes, normally he would hide these activities and would just engage in activities of sweetness. Because Vrindavan is the land of love, of bhava. And there the sweetness of love and of service and so on reigns supreme. Now, I wanted to talk about the kirtan of the spiritual world and how it comes here in the material world. So the cowherd boys Remember when Krishna became tired and he expanded himself and laid on the lap of each one of them? They started to sing, and this is described in Sanskrit. We have it here for you. I want you to sing also. Anyetat anurupani, anyetat anurupani, manogyani mahatmana, ogyani mahatmana, gayanti sma maharaja, gayanti sma maharaja, snehaklina diyashanai, snehaklina diyashanai. So Sukadev Goswami describes this beautiful scene. Krishna stretching out on these flower beds and putting his head on the lap of his devotees. So the boys would sing enchanting songs appropriate to the occasion, and their hearts would melt out of love for the Lord. So in this verse you find four qualities of good kirtan, which we will go through, because if we can chant here in this world according to this mood of the love-filled cowherd boys, then yes, Krishna will be in our heart. He may not be on our lap, he goes in our heart. The first and most important quality is sneha klina diya. Their hearts were melted from love. The most important quality of good kirtan is that it comes from the heart, which is filled with deep affection and devotion. The symptom of such a heart is that it is not hard, but it is melted. You know, like wax melts or butter melts. This is a condition of the heart which is called bhava. Krishna consciousness is all about this bhava, this love that melts the heart. My dear devotees, I remember one kirtan where I was coming and there were no midangas, there were no kartals, there was not even a good melody. It was just one old man. He was walking in the early morning when it was still dark around Vrindavan, and he chanted in a feeble, crackling voice, harsh voice, choked voice, the holy name of Krishna. And I remember I had heard it, you know, because there was no other sound. It was so very early that morning. I had heard it and I went very fast until I caught up with this old man, and I decided to just walk behind him and hear him, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He was just chanting at me so beautifully, and for me this is something I always remember. Yes, I was in big kirtans with 5,000 people. I was in kirtans with 32,000 people in Moscow when we had our program there. And yes, I know the nice melodies and the nice instrument, but I still remember this old man whose heart was Sneha Klina Diya, heart melted from love. Krishna is hearing this first and foremost because he is a person. Isn't it with you when someone calls your name? Hey, Sachinanda Swami. Oh my God. What is happening here? When someone says in a loving way the name, you know, like, oh, Gokrishna, oh, Hari Kirtan, oh, we feel, let me stop and see, you know, and then engage in conversation. Isn't it? Even we are like this. Even when someone chants our name and he means someone else, even if that is done with devotion, let us say someone is called Balaram, so the short nickname is Balu. You know, if someone calls, if a farmer goes after his ox, whom he has called Balu, you know, that's a good name for ox also. And he said, Balu! And our name is Balaram, and friends call us Balu. Then we somehow, oh no. Then we feel a piercing in our heart. He was just meaning his oxen. He was not meaning me. Because the sound is so harsh, it is not attractive. But say my name is Balaram and my friends call me Balu. And the farmer out there called Balu. Then I feel, even though he is referring to his ox. So some chanters are not yet able to fix their mind on Krishna. I know this. We are theoretically called the movement for Krishna consciousness, but we are very much conscious about everything else. But even then, if we can chant with a feeling of affection, then Krishna is attracted. He is a person. He likes when we call him affectionately. Adara is the Sanskrit word, with affectionate respect. Rupa Goswami says two things should be done for the chanter. He should chant regularly, not only when he has a slot in the kirtan program. He should chant regularly, and he should chant with adarat, that is affectionate respect. This is the first quality. The next quality is managyani. These coward boys chanted managyani, that means attractive to the mind. This, of course, refers to the right melody, the raga, and the right tala, or the rhythm. Certain melodies are opening the hearts in certain ways, in certain rhythms, when they start, bring excitement to a kirtan. No? So these cowherd boys knew scale or raga, they knew the rhythmic cycles, they knew the notes, they knew the gamakas, the jatis, the tanas, the grama. These are all technical words which you don't need to remember. But it was attractive to the mind. When we say chant with devotion, we don't mean, and your medanga should drag behind, and your melodies should be not good. You know, they should be attractive, but that's on the second place. No, then comes tat anurupani, appropriate for the occasion. In Krishna Leela, everything down to the smallest detail is wonderful. Like one day, I've told this to a few devotees the last days, there was a soft breeze and blowing. Krishna was sitting on a rock at the banks of the Jamuna, and this soft breeze took his dhoti and lifted his dhoti and blew it in such a way that it hugged his leg in a special way, and the bluish leg was visible. And One cowherd boy saw this, the beauty of Krishna, which was so mind-enchanting that he decided, let's have a festival about the wind blowing and bearing Krishna's legs. And immediately they said, yes, this is the best occasion. And they composed a special song about the breeze and this event, because in the spiritual world, everything is nice, and the music should always be appropriate to the occasion. There are melodies which you chant in the morning, when the occasion of the morning is. I want to chant one melody with you, the morning raga. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. We can sing all. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Did you? Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the morning raga, and there's an evening raga. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, everyone, Hare. See, different areas of the psyche of the listener are opened through different ragas. And the last quality of the kirtan of the cowherd boys was shanai. Shanai means it was slowly and gradually building up in speed. And a good kirtan, you start slowly, you make sure you are with the holy name, and then only by the force of the devotion which develops, the speed will pick up, and then there is a crescendo at the end. No? So these are the four symptoms of good kirtans. Sneha klinadiya, what was this? A heart melted from love, yes. Mana jnani, attractive to the mind, yes. Tat anurupani, appropriate for the occasion. You listen very carefully. And shanai, it was slowly and gradually building up. For our purpose, let us just isolate three words from this. One is bhava, the devotional feeling should be there in the kirtan. The raga is the appropriate melody, and the tala is the rhythm which builds up gradually. So please tell say after me, bhava.
Bhava.
Yes, the devotional feelings. Raga.
Raga.
Appropriate melody. And tala.
Tala.
The rhythm that builds up gradually. If you forget this, it's easy to remember. Ba, ra, ta. Ne? Barata. You have heard this. It sounds almost like the parata, the preparation, you know. So, ba, ra, ta. The most important was the feeling. Now, I want to give a little tip at the beginning, at the end. This devotional feeling, my dear devotees, this Krishna consciousness, this connected kirtan, is really the heartbeat of kirtan. It is really what makes kirtan work. It's what makes kirtan attractive. There are two ways in which you can do kirtan. Snehin means with affection, and kevala means just chanting. Snehin or sneha, samyukta nam, means you chant with affection, with devotion. That's a quality of the consciousness. And the other is kevala, just chanting the melody. And you will have, although you may chant the same mantra, but the result will be entirely different. There is a book called Vishnu Sahasranam, you must be knowing. It is chanted everywhere by pious people. In fact, when we were in South India, we saw a group of people chanting this Vishnu Sahasranam. And in this name, amongst the thousand names of Vishnu, there is also the name Krishna. You find it, Krishna. And it is chanted, for good health, for prosperity, for good relationships, for against dementia. Yes, if you chant the Vishnu Sahasranam, you will not, you will be able to remember things even when you are old. Maybe I should start with this, but there is a difference of chanting the holy name for these material benefits and chanting the name Krishna with the sole desire to be connected with him and please him and serve him. No? There's a whole difference if you are interested in Krishna or just in the gifts of Krishna. Prabhupada once made a joke. He said, when the gopis saw Krishna coming back from the forest, they didn't check his pockets for fruits or for something which he brought with them. They were interested in Krishna only. No? So in the devotional mood, chanting in the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are supposed to just chant for Krishna's presence so that Krishna comes in your heart, sends his light in his heart, gives you love in his heart, makes you forget all your unnecessary worries and mind games and so on. So we will end now here. I want to request you to meditate a little bit about Lord Chaitanya. Yes. Is our Medanga player there? this. Is this seal? Oh, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Idea, everyone. Oh, I forgot you here on the, my God, 3 mobile telephones. This is amazing. So you, please, on the internet, now put everything away, put the bags with the chips, the potato chips to the side, and be with us. Simply sit down nicely, close our eyes. Let us have a little Krishna moment. Put everything aside that is troublesome to the mind. Or just what you will do afterwards. Just give yourself a little time. We want to evoke the beautiful golden form of the golden avatar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His tall personality has a wonderful golden effulgence. He chants the holy name, and every single part of him is immersed in joy. Does anyone here remember joy? Everything full of joy. Tears like rivers streamed from his eyes. You all have seen little rivers. Can you imagine rivers of love, rivers of loving tears? He dances in joy, and he constantly asks everyone, "Oh, how am I to pass these days without the sight of you, my dear friend, the only ocean of all mercy? Tell me, where shall I go in search of Krishna, who's playing so beautifully on his bamboo flute?" Love and joy are coming from this golden volcano of love, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Let us try to chant, at least with some feelings of longing for Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Everybody, one more time. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Oh Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna
Hare Hare Hare
Rama Rama
Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody please, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hai bo, hai bo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Radha Kunya Vihari, Radha Kunya Vihari, Radha Kunya Vihari, Radha.
Very much for kindly coming for this Gaura meditation. I do hope that in these Gaura meditations you take two things with you: the content of what you are hearing, but also more than that, the beautiful, ecstatic, loving, prema-filled form of Lord Chaitanya. If that stays in the space of your heart, it's called also a cave of the heart. It will give you joy and happiness wherever you are, independent of your situations and independent of whether your plans work out or not. It is that is the greatest gift. The gift of devotion wherever you are. That is given by the beautiful form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. On another note, tomorrow is for us here in Berlin, near Berlin, connected to Berlin, thinking of Berlin, whoever you are, wherever you are, an important day. It is the Ratha Yatra day, where the Lord of the universe becomes the friend of the universe. Jagat Jagannath becomes Jagat Bandhu. And There is a statement in the scripture which Srila Prabhupada has also told us, that whoever sees the Lord during his parade on his festively decorated chariot, he will not have to take another miserable birth in this material world. So it's a great day tomorrow, and I hear also the day after tomorrow we will actually go to the Mauer Park the day after tomorrow, where all the Mauer Park people go and have a nice strong kirtan. So you please, you are invited to come. Without you, the festival is only half as good. With you, it is double as good. So please all come, if possible. Now we will serve you some nice prasadam. I want to also thank you here on the internet. It's so nice to feel your presence. Not only at the present moment, but in the future. I know some of you see this in 50 years when I'm no longer amongst you, but I'm greeting you from now into the future. It's very nice to have this technical opportunity. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol.